Vimbo, vimbo mfana.
Wena bamba
vimbo.
Vimba, lambings of vimba.
Vimbo mfana.
Change was the gift given to all South Africans by Nelson Mandela.
Vimbo mfana.
Out of the experience of an extraordinary human disaster that lasted too long, must be born a society of which all humanity will be proud. Our daily duties as ordinary South Africans must produce an actual South African reality that will reinforce humanity's belief in justice, strengthen its confidence in the nobility of the human soul, and sustain all our hopes for a glorious life for all.
And building on his life and on his legacy, Nelson Mandela Day, celebrated across the world on July the 18th, the day Madiba himself celebrates his birthday, gives each and every one of us the chance to spread justice and freedom for all. Established by the United Nations in 2009, Mandela Day is a call to action for people everywhere to take responsibility for making the world a better place, one small step at a time, just as Nelson Mandela did. I spoke to Frank Menkes, the global coordinator of Mandela Day at the Nelson Mandela Foundation in Johannesburg, about this special occasion.
Nelson Mandela International Day is our way of honouring Nelson Mandela, both for what he has done in South Africa, bringing about liberation and planting the seeds of democracy. And secondly, we want to honour him for the leadership role he plays globally. He has leadership qualities which we think many leaders in many other places would like to emulate. And these leadership qualities help to build democracy and help to ensure that development takes place and make sure that leaders are the servant of people rather than lorded over people.
I see your logo is Make Every Day a Mandela Day.
Yes, that's correct. And that's an important change we've made. We started off with asking people to give 67 minutes of their time. But very soon we developed a concept so that we aim to encourage people to make giving and community service a part of their everyday lives. So we're now focusing on the ethos of giving and community service.
Monday is also Madiba's birthday. He turns 92. Is there any?
He turns 93.
He turns 93, sorry, okay. Yes. Is there any contact between yourselves and Mandela himself?
I work in the office, which is partly separate from the Mandela House. So there's not direct communication, although our CEO is in constant contact with him. He is well, he's in good spirits. He often jokes that he's old and not ill. And he is relaxing. He very much is looking forward to his birthday, which he spends with his family. It's a quiet time. They have a cake which is brought in, and they share the cake and tea. And that's how he spends his birthday each year.
As you were saying before, Mandela Day is actually a global initiative, and it's an encouragement to each and every one of us to do what we can to change the world. I spoke to people in London who are connected to you. Do you know how far-reaching your initiative is?
Our first point of extension is the United Nations itself. So all the countries which are part of the United Nations undertake activities to mark Mandela Day. Also the South African Embassy in the East, in the West, in the North and the South undertake activities both to mark Mandela Day, but also to do some good work, 67 minutes of their time at least, in a local community in whichever country they are. We think that we still have a huge amount of work to do to reach the ordinary public in many other countries, but we do know that there is some activity taking place at least in one or two places in each country in the world.
Yeah.
Well, Mandela himself certainly is an icon that everybody turns to for inspiration. Can you just tell us what your hopes are for this coming day, what you hope to achieve and also for the future in South Africa?
Well, I'll start with our hopes globally. Our aim is to create a movement of good. And we specifically use the word a movement of good rather than the movement of good. It will always be an invitation for people to join. There are other campaigns, some of them with similar objectives, and we believe that individuals have a role to play, can make a difference, can contribute. We have to keep the focus on changing of structures and on the larger social change initiatives, but at the same time, we have to enroll individuals in activities which transform individuals and make them see how each of their actions can either bring about a better world or can let the world deteriorate.
And no, don't let yourself feel inadequate, because as the Nelson Mandela Foundation webpage explains, there is lots you can do. It has no less than 67 suggestions of ways you can change the world, from getting to know someone from a different cultural background, to helping out at the local animal shelter, from donating your skills to build a website or helping get someone's business off the ground, to helping out for the good health of your community or for those in need. From becoming an educator to donating your old textbooks. From volunteering at your local soup kitchen to taking part in organizing activities for children. From visiting an old age home to taking an elderly person grocery shopping. The list is long and varied. And it's your chance, the website points out, to step up to the plate and become a part of a continuous global movement for good.
In South Africa, the vision, the legacy, the values of Mandela is a cornerstone for entrenching our democracy and extending our work to reduce inequality and poverty. And so Nelson Mandela said to us, do not celebrate me with a holiday. You may have your cakes and your balloons, but most importantly is to bring in people who are excluded and marginalized. If you do that, I would be happy. And he has literally said, use me and my legacy in order to make inroads into inequality and poverty.
We pledge ourselves to liberate all our people from the continuing bondage of poverty, deprivation, suffering, gender, and other discrimination.
It always gives me a rush of emotion when I listen to the voice of Nelson Mandela. Each simple word brings with it such meaning and inspiration. I asked Frank if there was anything else he would like to add.
We would like to just repeat that call to people. We're saying, start small, do something small if you haven't before. However, if you have in the past done something small, try and increase what you do. Cross some boundary, go to an organization, meet some people, join in with others so that together, by joining hands, we all create this global movement of good.
Let there be justice for all. Let there be peace for all. Let there be work, bread, water, and salt for all. Let each know that for each, the body, the mind, and the soul have been freed to fulfill themselves. Sounds their call to come to.